Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartman, little Hoosier rock and roll there. This is John Mellencamp, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime seven-plus-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of several eBay books, the eBay Business Answer Book, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. Cliff, how many books have you written?
Well, if you can count books for lawyers, those folks, about 15 now.
Wow.
You know, if you go on Amazon and type in Cliff Inico, I go by Cliff, E-N-I-C-O, you'll see just about everything that I've written since I was a pup.
All that stuff, and those have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy.
Yeah, hey, my wife says I'm a legend in my own mind.
I got a wife like that, too. Hey, Cliff, when we went to the break, we were talking about the possibility of tax reform. One of my predictions, I'm not giving it away because I published it this weekend. One of my predictions for 2015 is that the only thing that Obama and the GOP Congress will accomplish together in 2015 is tax reform of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my big prediction as well, and I'm hoping it happens, but let's say I'm a little pessimistic, Jim, because the kind of tax reform that small business needs, Congress is not focused on. They're looking at deductions. They're looking at, you know, specific type of credits for alternative energy. Here's the kind of small business tax reform that small business needs, and I don't know if we're going to see it. The whole employee versus independent contractor thing needs to be grossly simplified. Virtually every startup company that I work with wants to treat everybody as an independent contractor. They can't afford to have a compliance team to deal with the payroll taxes and all the stuff involved in having an employees. And most of the people that they work with are semi-independent. They're accustomed to paying taxes.
But the Democrats are never going to let that happen. IRS are never going to let that happen.
Never going to happen. But that's the kind of reform that's needed.
Well, I know that's what's needed. But you know, the IRS is fighting. They think there's I don't know how many tens of billions of dollars in lost revenue from non-payment of payroll tax by contractors every year.
Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, that's a major sustaining thing for the government.
Yep.
But that's the kind of needed. So when we talk about reform, we're talking about simplification. Make it easier. Small businesses do not have, you know, the kind of money to support a compliance officer.
Mm-hmm.
Or him. A lot of them can't even
that's
afford
exactly
to hire
right.
me, you know, as an attorney.
Simplify,
you know,
would be good. And like a flat tax. I still say flat tax would be a good idea. But that's,
yeah, but we'd have to
have
in our lifetime.
We'd have to have frontal lobotomies up there to get that done.
Yeah, that was true. But this is the thing. There should be a separate set of rules. I mean, I've always said, take small businesses under, say, $1 million in gross revenue.
Yeah.
Or, you know, under $250,000 in profit. You know, define a small business and say, for these people, the rules don't apply. They can do whatever the hell they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That would make a lot of sense for a lot of small businesses. It would help them. It would make things easier for them. Most of my clients are good people. They want to comply with the law, and they're frustrated because the laws are so complicated that even I can't explain
right.
to them sometimes what the rules are.
The big problem for small business is that they report earnings from their S-Corp over to their personal that don't come with cash.
Right, that's right.
The profits on the sub S report of tax return, those profits become ordinary income, earned income for the owners on their personal return, which most of that profit is tied up in inventory and receivables and other assets. But does not come with cash, and so if they have $100,000 in profit, you know, they got 25. It puts them in a 28% bracket. Well, they got a $28,000 bill just from the company.
Yep, that's right. That's right. We still do not have a business. There's been a lot of reform over the years, Jim, but we still don't have a business entity where there's only one level of taxation.
Right.
And you only get taxed on what you yourself take out of the entity.
Right.
That does not exist yet. And it's something that is needed in the small business
That's
community.
A big reform.
You should be able to retain earnings and get pass-through taxes.
But I think the low-hanging fruit reform that they're going to get is going to be corporate tax reform. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. Our corporate taxes are among the highest in the world. And it's affecting, but that's the whole reason why companies are going to places like Ireland for to get tax benefits. I mean, that's just wrong. We do need to reform that, and I think we should be able to see some consensus on it if they don't blow it by getting sidetracked on other issues, which Congress unfortunately has a nasty habit of doing.
Well, if Obama and the Republicans don't take up tax reform early, it won't get done.
I agree with that.
Because if it gets bogged down because what's coming up is the immigration thing is going to come up. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a daggers drawn over that. And then when the IRS rules, when the Supreme Court rules in June against the Obamacare, which I believe they will, there's going to be daggers drawn about that. Anything else is not going to happen.
The worst thing that can happen would be for Congress to get caught up in a morass on that and lose sight of the economy. But the good news is, like I said, the Republicans are concerned about surviving 2016. Obama is concerned about his legacy. Those things can be combined in a way that could be actually productive in this next year. At least I hope so.
Yeah, and every time we talk about our government on Twitter, we should all have to put at the end, hashtag God help us.
There you go.
Hey, Cliff,
hey,
thanks
Jim,
for being here.
Happy New Year, buddy.
You too, buddy. Come back soon. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website. He's got a great newsletter he sends out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.